While this most recent cold snap this week may not reach as far south as others of recent weeks, fact is the damage has been done as far as supplies are concerned from the present production window of Florida's winter vegetable deal.
We're going to see some shortages on the market for sure.
And as far as supplies are concerned, for a while anyway, now that what was harvested and in coolers ahead of the freezes has pretty much been used up, McAvoy adds.
Some of it's going to depend on what comes out of Mexico. Mexico's just fixing to start shipping tomatoes into the U.S. We hear they're having some problems with all the drug trouble down there, and some of the pre-inspections have moved out of Mexico because U.S. agents that were doing those pre-inspections are at risk. So there's going to be some bottlenecks there which could interfere with movement of product into the United States. Definitely going to see some shortages for the short term. We're going to see shortages of all kinds.
And looking forward, McAvoy says this production window may not be all that's lost from this season's series of Florida specialty crop freezes.
You know, we've had really three cropping seasons in a row. We've been hit by freezes in South Florida. So many producers are fiscally strapped, you know, have had major losses, has not really made a profit in a while to pay off those debts. So they're hurting. And the other thing that's changed is the whole credit scenario. It's a lot harder to borrow money, especially if you owe a lot of money at this point. Land prices have gone down, so your collateral is not worth as much as it was. So that limits, again, how much you could possibly borrow. We saw some smaller vegetable farmers go out of business this past season, and I predict we could see some more as a result.
I'm Gary Cooper. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.